The Autumn Leaves, Part 4. Tourists have enjoyed self-guided, self-ride heli mountain biking and breathtaking views of lakes and vineyards below, along with flights that can include meals and or accommodation, as well as sightseeing among the mountains if you wish to charter a flight for this purpose. Originally, the town of Roxburgh was known as Teviot, a name more allocated today to its valley and river. The very first European settlers arrived and called the name of the town after what they had known in Scotland, Roxburghshire. For 40 years, there was a strong railway presence located about 2 kilometres south of the town at Hercules Flat, providing necessary transport of materials to build the Roxburgh Dam. The turntable, water tower and steam locomotives can still be photographed near the station itself, which has of course since been converted to hayshed and workshop. Private citizens were allowed to buy the railway houses when they came on the market, so many of them which are still standing today. In 2004, parts of the town were included in the film In My Father's Den, starring Matthew McFadyen, Emily Barclay and Miranda Otto. It is no surprise then that the oldest operating movie theatre in New Zealand, opened in 1897, still seats 258 people during films as well as live shows. If you are into war memorials, then 1923 saw the obelisk erected, which lists the names of the 42 men who came from the region and who saw their last days in both World War I and World War II. The remains of old historic schist stone and mud brick cottages and buildings line the roads to Ophir and Bathans, culminating in the panoramic views of Blue Lake and the glaring white cliffs which are a result of all of the hydraulic digging that transformed much of the landscape. And that's the end of Part 4. You can listen to Part 5 tomorrow. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.